This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Russian airstrikes have killed at least two people and wounded several others in southern Ukraine's Kherson province as the war enters its 20th month. Here's AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
The region's governor confirmed Russian forces struck the city of Berislav, destroying an unspecified number of private houses. A woman was killed and three people were wounded, including a police officer. Another airstrike also killed a 67-year-old man in a neighboring village. In Russia, a Ukrainian drone has hit an administrative building in the city of Kursk, damaging its roof. Unconfirmed reports both in Russia and Ukraine say they struck a branch of the FSB, Russia's main security agency. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
At least 16 people were killed when a fire broke out in a coal mine in China's southwest at around 0010 GMT on Sunday. Fire was extinguished, but according to the city government's website, 16 people have no vital signs. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the far-right coalition's judicial overhaul plans in Tel Aviv on Saturday. During a push to restart efforts for an Israeli-Palestinian peace as part of a potential U.S.-backed accord between Israel and Saudi Arabia.
We come here in the hope that we can make a difference, each one of us being here saying we don't approve, we want to fight for our democracy.
Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers with a package of legislation triggering unprecedented weekly nationwide protests. U.S. President Joe Biden set to announce the opening of new U.S. embassies on Cook Islands and Niue on Monday, part of an effort to increase presence in the region. This is VOA News. In the conflict between Canada and India, the U.S. ambassador to Canada has said that information shared from members of an intelligence sharing alliance was part of what Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used to make public allegations of the Indian government's possible involvement in the assassination of a Sikh Canadian. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. envoy spoke to Canadian CTV News Network but did not give more details. The full interview is airing this Sunday. A Canadian official told the Associated Press on Thursday that the allegation of India's involvement in the killing is based on surveillance of Indian diplomats in Canada, including intelligence provided by a major ally. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence that has destabilized Haiti. Sandra Lemire has more.
In an exclusive interview with VOA Friday, Barbara Feinstein, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Caribbean Affairs and Haiti, announced new sanctions targeting Haitians responsible for destabilization of the country.
Secretary Blinken today announced the designation of five more individuals for visa restrictions. And this is part of our broader policy of trying to promote accountability in Haiti for those individuals who are supporting gangs and destabilizing the situation.
In the meantime, in his speech before the UN General Assembly on Friday, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
Time grows short for the U.S. Congress to put together a plan to keep the U.S. government open.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stopgap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Graves.
Trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More news on our website, voanews.com. Get our mobile apps from Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.